Well, I definitely am. I think 9 weeks we've been finished now, Dave, and I'm still busted. I've got plantar fasciitis in one heel. Two knees are still stiff enough that I can't run. Shoulder and elbow.
Welcome to average person's life.
But for somebody who's so physically strong, like Shannon, we've seen you in shows like The Biggest Loser and all that sort of stuff. You're physically fit. You're very, very fit. I think you'd have to have a strong mind to be fit as well to keep maintaining that. Did you find SAS Australia, not a breeze, obviously, but did you find it harder than what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, and it was definitely the back end of it, boys, that you don't see on TV, so... Say you see a challenge on TV, maybe the Abseil challenge. What they don't show is it was a 2.5 hour walk run to get into that valley to start. You do the mission and then you run back out for another 3 hours. You get back to base. There's nothing back at the base that you guys didn't see. So to dry our clothes, there's two fires, just 16 people to dry three layers of clothes. So 160 items of clothes hanging around two fires, which obviously the math doesn't work. Wow. So most times you end up going back out wet, which is just that relentlessness and the grind that sort of breaks your head.
And to put it into perspective, you're talking, because I think last time we spoke, Jay wasn't here on the day, he was crook, but I picked that it was down around the Snowy Mountains area of New South Wales in the middle of winter, right?
It was right in the middle of a blizzard. The day before we did the snowshoe challenge, we actually went up to Perisher to film it, and we had to turn around and come back because the snow was so heavy that they couldn't see anything on the monitors.
Wow.
So we went up the next day, and it was knee-deep powder, and we were in purgatory on one side of the hill, absolutely getting bashed, and just on the other side of the hill, there was people carving first tracks going, yeah!
Oh, my God.
The difference between champagne and shit, boys, I'll tell you, it's a fine line.
We were talking about your mental strength and that kind of thing. At your lowest points, and sometimes we all go through those lowest points where were you almost tempted to bail before you were knocked out at all?
Yeah. It plays games with your head every day, Jay. Like, every day you've got that option to bail out, and your mind plays tricks on you. You know, oh, you've got to go home and see the kids, and you've just got to get home, and your wife's going to miss you, and you're battling those sort of demons, those other voices, the whole time, because you do have that ability to pull out. But the work I did on my mental state before I went was massive. I spent a lot of time doing breathing. I had a mad claustrophobia before we went, and I reckon I would have lasted about 5 seconds in the first challenge. Mm. But I sort of did this work on the breathing. The first time I practiced, I could hold my breath for 24 seconds, 25 seconds, and progressed. By the time we went into the show, I could hold my breath for 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
Jesus.
And which just gave me this ability when I was absolutely busted and people are screaming and yelling, you feel like you just couldn't take another step, just to go back into that breath, take a breath, relax your mind, and then go again. And that's the biggest breakthrough for me. Even, 30 years experience as a trainer, I'm still learning new tricks to improve, I guess, my quality of life, my performance.
But not only that, I mean, you mentioned before the back end stuff that you don't get to see, that would have taken its toll. But there was one thing that I'd noticed the other night. You got a little bit emotional when you were talking to camera. Your dad, I think it was, that served in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And you wanted to make him proud when you did that shoot with the bombs exploding and the gunfire and everything.
Yeah, that was one of my big motivators going in. Dave, he's a proud Vietnam vet. He was over there for 14 months. And anybody who knows it comes from a defence family knows that you get raised a different way. And, when I was a kid, I couldn't really understand why my dad was so strict on me and why it was so hard. And going through this selection, I realised, because if things weren't done properly where he was, people died. So if my shoes were left outside my room, I copped it. In a normal life, people just say, put them away. For my dad, that was a big thing. And it really gave me an eye-opener. It was emotional, mate. It was, in a way, to open my mind, but also sort of as a homage to say, Dad, listen, mate, I understand almost, what you went through to even get to the start line and just giving up your liberties. And it was a very confronting thing.
Yeah.
A big congratulations to Nick Cummins, Sabrina and Merrick, who all pass SAS Australia. Great job. And I mean, you all worked very hard, but I just want to leave everybody with this quote, Shannon, that I took from the show, that what you said, and I think it's relevant to a lot of people with considering the year we've been through. The process is more important than just winning at the end.
Yeah, definitely. And that was my thought all the way through. I wanted to just see how far I could go. I didn't know if that would be the finish line or not. Mm. But what about my little mate, James Magnuson? Oh, they didn't pass him. What's a spoiler?
I know. What the hell happened there? That guy, I thought he would be passed in a second.
Mate, he was at the front of every single thing we did. He's very, very thorough, very thoughtful. He's not loose in any of his actions. I still can't believe it. I was absolutely gassed last night when I saw that.
Yeah, I was shocked too. I thought, and look, as much as I love Nick Cummins, I didn't think that he was as strong as what James was, but that's my opinion. You know,
We could talk for hours on this whole thing, Shannon, but we need to wrap it up. And stop being so perfect with quotes and everything, all right?
Mate, as always, good to chat to you. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys. Take care.
Yeah, there you go. Shannon Ponton there from SAS Australia. Up to 30 degrees around Mackay with Sundays today here at Triple M.